Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What up, everybody? It's B. Mitch and Finley. It is Wednesday morning in Washington, D.C. It is NFL schedule release day. Gonna be a busy, busy day. I have a feeling schedule stuff will be leaking throughout the program. We will update everything as it happens. Landfill, I'm gonna need you to be ready with that laser, pal. It's gonna be a heavy laser day. I want to tell you what's coming in the program. 11 a.m., Ben White will join us. What the hell's going on with gas on the East Coast? Because Landfill and Cody Betts are very, very worried. And I'm starting to worry a little bit too, B. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of places. Not just the East Coast.
11:45, Craig Lachlan, the Locker, will join us. We will preview Caps playoffs start this weekend. 12:45, Mr. Garnet Hathaway. Ever heard of him? He's the right winger for the Washington Capitals. He will join the program. It is Caps Wednesday, after all. And at 1 o'clock, former Washington football team quarterback, Mr. Jason Campbell, will join the program. We will talk to JC about whatever games have emerged on the Washington football team's schedule. Plus, I wanted to talk to Campbell. We all heard about the sad news of Colt Brennan, former Washington quarterback, passing. Campbell was here when Brennan was drafted. I would like to allow Jason to reflect on those times.
Yep.
But we start with week one of the 2021 Washington football team schedule. The Los Angeles Chargers will come to FedEx Field.
Ooh.
I'm juiced up.
Yeah. The defense will get tested early.
Big time. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback that broke the rookie touchdown record last year in Justin Herbert, who just looked like an absolute baller. They got him a new left tackle. I mean, let's look at Herbert's stats from last season, B. Started 15 games. Completed 67% of his passes for 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
That's good.
Rookies don't go 3-1 TD to INT ratio.
Yeah, I think if we look at some of the people like the Mannings and Bradys in their first year, I don't think you'll see those numbers.
I mean, I'll pull up Peyton's numbers from his first year.
I don't think it was 31-10.
It might have been 30 picks.
It might have been 10-31.
Peyton Manning's first year. Completed 57% of his passes, 3,700 yards, 26 TDs, 28 INTs. I mean, let's just – who knows what this kid's going to become, right? But 31-10 with 4,300 yards passing and 67% completion. This is Justin Herbert we're talking about last year for the Chargers. Peyton Manning in his rookie year, 57%, 3,700 yards. 26 touchdowns, 28 TDs. I am not making assumptions, right?
Nah.
But
and today is different. Defenses, they can't touch receivers.
Yeah.
You know, when Peyton was coming out, they can basically just hang on him all the way down the field.
Right.
Now but things change up a little bit.
But you can also undeniably say Justin Herbert had a better rookie season than Peyton Manning.
You can say that.
Yeah. Tom Brady's a little bit of a tougher judge because
he got in later.
Well, he didn't play his rookie year. It was his second year in the NFL. Now, when he got in, though, now he started 14 games because remember, Bledsoe got hurt, I think, in week 3 early on.
Something like that.
Or he got hurt week two. Brady came in week two, and then he started.
He ain't ever getting his job back.
Brady completed 64% of his passes, 2,800 yards, 18 TDs to 12 picks. So the TD pick ratio is better. I think it's kind of a tough comp, though. Who's another one? You want to look at, like, Andrew Luck? That's a more similar era. Look at Andrew Luck's rookie year. Luck was pretty damn good, dude. 4,300 yards. Damn. What do you think Andrew Luck's completion percentage was his rookie season?
70?
54%.
Ooh.
Yuck. 23 TDs. 18 picks. So Herbert is way better. And we're only looking at rookie years. And we acknowledge it's a bit more of a passing league now than it has been.
Mm-hmm.
But still, Herbert's numbers jump off the page.
Yeah,
jump off the page.
I think you have to look at the way things are today. They can't bump and run, basically. You don't do that anymore.
But Luck was 2012. A lot of those rule changes.
The rules changed over the last 4 or 5 years when it got real easy.
Okay.
And I think the whole thing of it, these receivers now, they're not getting like they used to be, even when Luck came in.
Faster.
You know?
Quicker. All right. I mean, this one is incredibly hard. But from a strategic game flow standpoint, I have a name.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the numbers are way off, but not that far off in a crazy way. You ready for this name?
Who's that?
Because you want me to make it more current, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Now, Mahomes didn't play as a rookie.
No.
So I think that is a big factor in this.
Yeah, he played
one game.
And what did he do in that one game?
So in the one game, he completed 63% of his passes, 284 yards with a pick.
Mm-hmm.
No touchdowns.
Okay.
That's it. But I'm throwing his rookie year out.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play. But you learn a ton. 2018 was his first year as the starter. These numbers are bananas. Completed 66% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
So Herbert was a little tick ahead of him. He completed 67. 5,097 yards.
See, the Herbert.
He's got Herbert beat there.
But see, the whole thing, you got to look at the way Patrick throws. Patrick throws down the field.
So does Herbert.
Lot.
So does Herbert. That's an aerial attack.
So
man.
My whole thing with him, he
just let me give you the whole stat line.
Go ahead.
So this is Mahomes' second year, right?
Okay.
66% of his passes, 5,000 yards. This is stupid.
50 touchdowns.
50 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Yeah.
Now, let's compare that to Herbert as a rookie. 67%, 4,300 yards, 31 TDs, 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fewer picks. Now, he's way behind.
Fewer picks, how many attempts, all that? I mean, I know it's fewer picks, but how many attempts did Patrick have in that whole season compared to what Herbert had?
Almost identical. Herbert went 396 of 595. Herbert actually had more. Patrick had 383 of 580. So damn, really, really close. Mm-hmm. You know, the yards per attempt, Mahomes is at 8.8. Herbert was at 7.3. But I'd add Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Mahomes is also on a way better team with way better weapons.
Yeah.
I think, and this is maybe scary to say, looking at some of these numbers, I think that's the best comp. Because what you mentioned about the similar eras, if there's a better name out there, I'm all ears. I mean, I'm literally all ears. You tell me that all the time.
I say a comp but I think it's more to that story when we look at these stats, because Patrick Mahomes was leading most of those games. Herbert was behind most of those games.
But
when you see prevent defense and you throw the ball a lot more.
But typically your INTs go up there too, because you're looking to make plays. You're trying. Like, that's what Ryan Fitzpatrick talks about with his interception numbers. He's like, man, I was on a lot of bad teams, and I'm not one of these guys that's scared to make plays.
Man, yeah, he threw interception early in the game too. So he can't get off of that. I'd say Herbert is very good. I'm not putting him on the Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying his rookie numbers really pop. And then you've got the Washington football team.
You
got
to get past that jinx.
The sophomore jinx, or is he on the cover of Madden?
Sophomore jinx.
Okay. Tweet me at JP Finley NBCS. Tweet the show at B Mitch and Finley. Tweet Brian at B Mitch Live NBCS. If there's a better comp right now for Justin Herbert, I'm all ears. But I don't know
that
it yet.
That is literally true.
Lanville, you got a better comp for Herbert?
Cam Newton.
They're such different quarterbacks. But I'll pull up Cam's rookie numbers. So Cam was a rookie in 2015.
Mm-hmm. And Cam was a rookie in 2011.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Herbert's numbers are way better than Cam's. I'll add the rushing in here. Cam completed 60% of his passes, 4,000 yards, 21 TDs, 17 picks. And you want, I don't think it's fair to talk about Cam without the rushing, because he also ran for another 700 yards and 14 touchdowns. But I wouldn't comp Herbert and Cam Newton.
All right, I got a better one, and I actually think it's a little bit absurd that we didn't think of it before now. It's Dak Prescott.
That's a good one. Let's pull up Dak's numbers. Dak was a rookie in 2016, so you're getting to a good era comp. Dak started 16 games. I'm blown away by one of these numbers. 16 games, he completed 68% of his passes for 3,700 yards, 23 TDs, and only 4 picks. Now, that Cowboys team was quite good. They ran the ball really effectively. Now, Dak also chipped in on the ground with 280 yards and 6 touchdowns. That might be a good one, Lanville. From the passing numbers that Herbert put up are significantly better from a yardage. He threw for about another 600 yards and almost 10 more touchdowns. But that's a good one. All of this, the point here is that's the guy the Washington football team faces week one. It's not Daniel Jones. It's not Jalen Hurts. It's not Nate Sudfeld. It's not Ben DiNucci. Justin Herbert, and we can question if he's going to be as good in 2021 as he was in 2020. Is there any of that sophomore slump, any of those sorts of things? But Justin Herbert sets the tone for a Washington football team scheduled in 2021 where they are going to be tested early and often by great quarterbacks. Think about some of the names we mentioned. Herbert, Mahomes, Dak twice.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Maybe. that's a fair. What's funny is, and this is maybe dumb, but what the hell? It's entirely possible Rodgers could get traded and Washington would still have to face him. Because they play Green Bay, obviously, where Rodgers is now. And the two teams that are considered the front runners in a possible Rodgers trade, the Broncos and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Washington plays on the road against the Broncos and the Raiders.
Can't get away from it. Just got to face them. You want to be the best, beat the best.
Well, and one thing that I find a little interesting, if you look at, because B. Mitch, what's one thing you said that worried you about the Washington football team? You said this over and over about the defense we've talked about.
Stopping the run consistently.
And they hear you. They think the same thing, or they wouldn't have spent a first-round draft pick on a three-down linebacker. The 19th overall pick wouldn't have been Jamin Davis, who they want to cover tight ends and be a great cover guy, but they need him on the field to go downhill and make some tackles in the run game.
If they can do that consistently, this defense it's going to be leaps and bounds better than it was last year.
So here's all I'll say. Defensively, the Washington football team finished the 2020 season ranked 4th in points allowed and 2nd in yards allowed. Mm-hmm. Those are really impressive totals.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking anything away from that. However, they ranked much higher against the pass than they did against the rush. They were 2nd in pass yards allowed, 2nd in passing touchdowns allowed. Against the run, they were 13th in rush yards allowed, 10th in running yards allowed. Do you want to look at some of the quarterbacks they played down the stretch here?
Were they?
Should we start after the bye when things kind of got hot for the Washington football team?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Well, you had Daniel Jones. They lost week 9. Mm-hmm. Matt Stafford, they lost week 10. Week 11's when the win streak started against the Bengals. Joe Burrow.
Didn't finish.
Joe Burrow was kind of carving them up early.
Yeah.
Burrow went 22 of 34 with 200 yards and a touchdown before a big hit early in the third quarter, I believe, knocked him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Finley then came in the game. No relation. He spells it with an E. I spell it with an A. My guy Ryan Finley, kind of glad there's no relation. He went 3 of 10 for 30 yards with a pick and was sacked 4 times.
I think that's your cousin. He's trying to change up your name now.
So that was, and that's what, and Washington went on to win that game in the second half because Ryan Finley was completely inept.
Mm-hmm.
What about a Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas? That Washington curb stomped the Cowboys in that game. Yeah. They ran all
over. Who was the quarterback?
Good old.
Was it Dalton or was it the other guy that time?
It was Dalton that time.
Okay.
Dalton went 25 of 35, 215, a touchdown and a pick. Nothing mattered in that game because Antonio Gibby went 115 and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And he was waving to him as he ran by. You know how many yards Peyton Barber ran for in that game?
35.
57. You know how many times Peyton Barber ran for 57 yards last season?
Once.
Once?
Yeah.
I mean, that Cowboys. No wonder Jerry took 6 straight defensive players in the draft. That Cowboys defense, you know what Peyton Barber's second highest total was last season?
What was it?
37 against the Niners. He almost doubled it against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I'm going down a Peyton Barber rabbit hole, but I'm going to try to get back to my point. So on this win streak the Washington football team put together, so far we've beaten half of Joe Burrow and half of Ryan Finley and then Andy Dalton. Pittsburgh, that was a hell of a win. That was one of the most fun, exciting wins. I think you came over to my house for hypothetical bourbon after that game.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Hypothetically. It was Roethlisberger. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback with 2 Super Bowl rings. Uh-huh. I'm not sitting here to knock Ben Roethlisberger.
He wasn't that last year.
He went 33 of 53 for 305 yards and 2 touchdowns and an interception. And I'd add, the Steelers' run game was completely ineffective. Completely ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
how their passing game was? Because they were just throwing the ball 2 yards down the field.
Do you know what the Steelers ran for in that game? This will blow your mind.
Under 30.
14 carries for 21 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cody Betts might be able to go 14 for 21. Just fall into the line of scrimmage.
Playing against his baseball team.
You'd be shocked to know Cody Betts' stomach hurts, and he doesn't think it's the hot sauce. We're going to dive into that later. There's a lot to dive into later. Brian and I played a wild golf match. I had a very awkward elevator situation.
Eagle.
You had an eagle.
Yeah.
Certainly. All right. I want to finish this point because Landfill's going to make you take a break. They win again in San Francisco. Alex Smith's playing on one leg in the first half. You know who was the Niners quarterback in that game?
Was it, what you call him, son? I mean, grandson?
No. He's better than this dude. You're talking about Charlie Bethard, I
believe. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't Bethard.
It was Nick Mullins. Like Jim Andrew Mullins, a.k.a. Landfill. Is that your cousin, Landfill?
No. No, no. It's spelled different.
Much like Ryan Finley, there's also a Nick Mullins spelled differently. Nick Mullins, in that game, 25 of 45, 260 yards, a touchdown and a pick, and sacked 4 times and fumbled. So, I mean, should we write down some of these names? Mullins.
How do they run the ball?
Ineffectively.
Mm-hmm.
Mullins, Dalton,
Finley.
Ryan Finley, spelled the wrong way. All right. Then they have to play Russell Wilson. Loss. Then they have to play, I don't even know who the heck was starting for the Panthers. Oh, it was Teddy. God, what an ugly stat line for Teddy. 19 of 28, 197, a touchdown, a pick, sacked 4 times. He ran 6 times for 7 yards. Mm. And they won.
Yeah.
And then you get to good old week 17, and they beat Jalen Hurts and Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah, Hurts. They beat them, or did they hand it to them?
They got to win. Jalen Hurts, for all the talk of how could they go to Nate Sudfeld, and if you watch the game, it looked way different. Jalen Hurts was 7 of 20 for 72 yards with an interception in that game.
Yeah, a lot of those balls were dropped, though.
Now, he ran 8 times for 34 yards with 2 TDs. Can't deny that. Suds, 5 of 12, 32 yards, a pick. God, what a train wreck that was.
Awful game.
I want to finish my point here, but I'm going to do it next. 106.7 The Fan. Look at the Washington quarterbacks in 2021 versus the Washington quarterbacks that they beat in 2020. That's coming next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell for Paul Henry's Window Installation. You've heard me talking about Paul and how he's replacing my windows with self-light windows. Well, now is the time for you to call Paul Henry's Window Installation. Spring is here, and the weather is getting warmer. Not that much today. The nicest days of the year are here, and you'll want to start opening your windows for those warm days and cool nights. But you can't because your windows are old and worn like mine were. Now is the time to call Paul Henry's Window Installation. When you do, Paul will be the one to come to your house and do your consultation of your windows like he did with me. And when you work with Paul Henry's Window Installation, you're going to be working with his family. From the office coordinators to the installers, Paul is going to give you his best and honest offer up front. So don't delay. Make sure you call them today for this month's special where you can receive $85 off for SoftLight or Marvin Windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia doors. Call today. Call Paul Henry's Window Installation at 540-359-6842 or hit him online at paulhenrywindows.com. Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Beamish and Finley back here on The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow Brian at Beamish Live NBCS. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS. We have a show account, Beamish and Finley. That's where you can find videos of Cody Betts and the Stallion drinking hot sauce. Cody Betts, we were walking.
Stallion didn't like it.
Oh, no. Stallion did very poorly. But Stallion also drank the hottest one, to his credit. Cody Betts did not, and all of a sudden your stomach hurts this morning, Cody?
My stomach started hurting yesterday, and it is hurting real bad right now.
And you somehow don't think it's related to the hot sauce?
The only reason why I don't think it's related is because when I was walking to the bathroom yesterday, before, like an hour before, it started hurting.
Maybe.
And it's like the same spot. Like it's just like a sharp pain.
Maybe
and,
you need to get your appendix removed.
No, I mean, that's a little.
That's a little.
We're hoping that's overboard. But yesterday, I literally, like, I couldn't walk. I couldn't sleep on my stomach last night. It was.
Well, you need to go get checked, though.
I don't know. It was weird.
All right, let's.
Gas. Could be gas.
Maybe.
Can you report on Cody Betts' gas? How's inside the glass in there?
Oh, it's fine in here. Drab left, so we're all good.
I'm Googling. Look here. I'm looking at bad stomach pain on WebMD, and I think it's appendicitis.
You sound just like my daughter.
I think it's appendicitis, dude.
Never consult Google for your pains.
I think appendicitis symptoms. Lung disease. I am very bad at this.
All right, leave it alone.
Should we go back to what I'm good at?
Yeah, let's go back to this other stuff. We don't want to scare anybody else.
I kind of want to scare him. The Washington football team's schedule is slowly getting released. We know they will not be playing on Thanksgiving. I told you that. There was no chance they were going to make them play on Thanksgiving, but you can write it in blood that they're playing on Thanksgiving next year. 2022, Thanksgiving in Dallas. Get ready for Jerry World Turkey. I've had it many times. It's pretty good. No Thanksgiving this year, no trip to London this year. I still think there's going to be some cool primetime games, but what we know is week one, Los Angeles, not San Diego, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Chargers are coming to FedEx Field.
Okay.
That means reigning offensive rookie of the year, Justin Herbert, is coming to FedEx
Field. Rolling in town.
Oregon quarterback. They took him with the sixth pick last year. This kid, as a rookie, completed 67% of his passes with 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns against just 10 interceptions. I am curious. I just saw our guy Earl Forsey just tweeted out, when the Chargers play the Washington football team in week one, it will be the fourth time ever that the reigning offensive rookie of the year and defensive rookie of the year will meet.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
I like it. If we come out on the right side.
Sure. Well, I think there's legitimate reason for question there. Landfill, if you can look up, it would have to be Kirk. When's the last time Washington had a quarterback throw for more than 30 touchdowns in a season? I think your only chance is Kirk.
Kirk was the only one.
No. I'm going to guess Cousins in 2016.
Dude, it wasn't. Because I remember that stat stands out to me. Kirk had his first 30-touchdown season in 2018 when he got to Minnesota.
Kirk never threw 30 here?
In 2015, he had 29. In 2016, he had 25. And in 2017, he had 27.
Wow. So who threw 30?
You might have to go back to Sonny Jurgensen or Joe Theismann or something.
Whew.
I mean, Robert.
How many rip throw his the Super Bowl year?
Let's go Robert real quick, because I know that Robert accounted for more than 30 touchdowns with the running, but he only threw for 20. Robert ran for another 7 that year. So even his rookie year, the magical rookie year, it was only 27. I mean, you think we have to go back to Rip?
I don't know if he did.
No, he threw 28 and 91.
I'm telling you, I think you have to go to Sonny Jurgensen.
The single season record for touchdowns by a Washington quarterback is Sonny Jurgensen with 31 in 1967.
Wow.
So that might be the only time.
Do you know how bad that is? Like, are we aware of how incredibly awful that is?
But not necessarily, because you got to realize this team was not a passing team.
And sure.
I think we get caught up in the numbers today of people just throwing the ball around. Rip threw 28. How many were rushed that year?
I agree with you there, but you're going back 30 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and I during that era, the Gibbs era, I don't give a damn if he throws 16 touchdowns if they go 12-4 deep in the playoffs.
Since then, though, and since we got to 20.
Let's just say 2000. Since 2000.
Since 2000,
that's 21 years.
You got to let it fly a little bit more. But, you know, they were trying to keep that going, but they never really dedicated themselves to try to keep what used to be successful here.
B. Mitch, just last season, just in 2020, to your point about how the game has changed, 10 quarterbacks threw for more than 30 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Washington hasn't had. When did Sonny Jurgensen do that?
67.
1967.
But see, that's, you can't compare it way back then.
I know.
It's a non-comparison. For when Sonny was what Sonny did and what the people do today, I say 10 quarterbacks threw it last year. That's less than 30%.
Sure, but Washington hasn't had one guy do that. And we'll just go back to 2000. We don't have to go all the way back. But I'm just saying, it shows the depths of the problems at the quarterback position in this city.
I think it's more than just some teams have better.
Who quarterbacks.
What are the records? What are the records with all those teams, the guys that threw over 30 touchdowns?
Rodgers, NFC title game.
Yeah, Rodgers.
Brady. Super Bowl. Russ, playoffs. Mahomes, Super Bowl. Allen, playoffs. Kirk, they went 7-9. Roethlisberger, they went 12-3. Deshaun Watson, they went 4-12. Tannehill, 11-5. Herbert, 6-9. So
So three, but I'm saying still, the 31 touchdowns doesn't signify greatness because Herbert.
I'm not
Herbert
saying
was,
it's greatness.
Was 6-9. I'm saying, Deshaun was 4-12. But ultimately, if they throw,
I'm not saying it's greatness. It's just remarkable.
I want to see it happen.
It's remarkable how bad the quarterback play here has been.
But I don't think Kirk was bad.
No.
So my whole thing is, if you had an overall team when Kirk threw 28 and 27 and had a defense, had a running game with it, maybe that team could have won a lot of games. And I don't think we would care if they didn't throw 30 touchdowns.
I largely agree with you, but we haven't had that either. That's kind of my point. Like,
so that's what I'm saying. It's bigger than just the quarterbacks being horrible. We've had a horrible situation from top down.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think having a horrible situation and having a horrible quarterback situation kind of go hand in hand. A good quarterback, like we're looking at the Chargers in an entirely different light because it looks like they've landed one of these passers that can change everything.
Yeah, but Phillip Rivers had that team consistent and battling all the time. They've had some level of it. What I'm trying to is when you bring in Herbert he didn't get an awful team. You get what I'm saying? That team was basically there for the most part, you know, but ultimately this team hadn't been there. So even if a quarterback had the ability to try and be good, he didn't have enough to go with it to help him.
Do you guys want the top five seasons touchdown passes for Washington quarterbacks all time?
Yeah.
Number five, Sonny Jurgensen, 1966, 28 touchdowns. Number four, Mark Rippon, 1991, 28 touchdowns.
So 66, 91, yep.
Number three, Joe Theismann, 1983, 29 touchdowns.
Dude, I mean...
So,
hold on. What? Give us two and one.
Number two, Kirk Cousins, 2015, 29 touchdowns. And number one, Sonny Jurgensen, 1967, 31 touchdowns.
I mean, dude, I'm not.
Sonny did it in 14 games.
That is why I tell people.
And Sonny did it with incredibly different rules. Sonny's a badass.
We sit up here and we talk all this crap about Washington and. Like the fan base and this, that, and the other. Think the past. Because what people are cheering for is the past. There hasn't been no winning going on here recently.
I mean.
For the most part.
The fact. we talk about how impossible the odds are on our six-game parlay, right?
Uh-huh.
What are the odds that in 2021, the year of our Lord, 2021, the five best quarterback seasons for the Washington football team, four of them came 30 years ago, and two of them came in the 1960s.
Hey.
They didn't win in the 60s either.
No.
I'm just saying.
This team has really only won for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Of 90 years of existence.
Yeah.
Whew, this has been uplifting. Wait till I tell you the difference in the quarterbacks on the 2020 schedule versus the 2021 schedule.
That's when the problems start.
We'll break that down next. We are back, baby. About 10 minutes, politicos. Ben White will join the program. Landfill's freaked out about the gas situation. Cody Betts freaked out about the gas situation. Shout out Mr. Kelly we had dinner with last night. He says it's not that big of a deal. Everybody relax.
Mr. Kelly, I got my bike. I'll ride into work.
Cody Betts says if gas prices go up too high, he's got to quit because the finances don't make sense. We're going to talk
to all
young.
This. I think you should be able to come in.
Just jog, Cody.
Jog to work. Get your bike.
It'll help. It'll
get
help your gas. Go-kart.
I know you roll go-kart.
Listen, I hope none of the girls you're dating are listening today because we're going to need gas updates.
He's only dating one, JP.
Eh.
I mean, you got to stop putting people business out there, man.
Are you more worried about the gas crisis in the pipeline or the gas crisis in your stomach, Cody?
Just the pipeline for now.
All right. We'll check back on that. I want to go back to the Washington football team's schedule. Here's what we know. They're not playing Thanksgiving. They're not going to London. In week one, they're playing the Los Angeles Chargers. That means Justin Herbert comes to town.
Yes.
I just want to run through this, and then the incredible mark of futility rabbit hole we just went down at quarterback for the Washington football team is wild. It's important to point out, to B. Mitch's point, that
it's after 2000.
During the Gibbs era, but it's prior to the Gibbs era, too.
But see, you can say prior to the Gibbs era, but ultimately football didn't change to just throw it around consistently until 18 years ago?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but no, people, I mean,
Sonny did it twice in the 60s.
Yeah, but Sonny threw touchdowns. What was his records? I don't think it's about scoring touchdowns. It's about winning. I mean, just throwing touchdowns. It's about winning football games.
I agree with you there.
I'm not going to call Joe Theismann a futility. I'm not going to call Mark Rippon. You know, those times when the team in those whole, 11, 12 years when Gibbs was here, it wasn't about how many touchdown passes you threw. It's about scoring touchdowns, winning football games, and that's what it used to be. If we had some teams that were just winning, I wouldn't care about the touchdown. But the fact of now we're in a passing era, it's something I want to see. But I'm not going to focus on just the quarterback without focusing on the whole franchise. The whole franchise was a piece of a pile of crap.
I agree. But I just think it's almost hard for them to be this bad at that position. Like in 1995, okay, I just randomly picked a year. You have quarterbacks throwing for more than 30 TDs. Favre threw 38, Warren Moon threw 33, Scott Mitchell threw 32.
Okay,
that's 95.
But that's three people.
But my point is just that it happens.
But what I'm saying, it happens, but it doesn't happen at the rate that you're expecting it to happen, which means that you had three people in 1995 throw for touchdowns. You just told me 10 people last year did, and of those 10 that did over 30 touchdowns, four of those records were below 500.
No, three. But that's fine. So the amount of quarterbacks throwing over 30 touchdowns is growing, some on good teams, some on bad teams. Fair. Still, Washington's nowhere to be found.
But I don't think throwing 30 touchdowns make you a good quarterback.
I agree with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that completely. I just think it's effing remarkable that this team has been completely ineffective at finding a good or a bad quarterback capable of doing it.
I don't know. I still think if it was more around Kirk Cousins, he could have done it consistently.
Dude, the 2015 and 2016 teams were loaded. You had DeShaun, Pierre, Jordan Reed, Chris Thompson.
DeShaun wasn't always on the football field. So, I mean, a lot of times we've had a lot of names, but our names that have come here, they don't always produce. And that's not just the quarterback's fault.
I agree.
All I'm saying is it's not all on the quarterback. It's way bigger than just the actual quarterback.
Certainly. We are in agreement. My point is just it's incredible. Give me the stat, Lamphill.
Oh, the stat? So I went looking for organizations that couldn't possibly have ever had a quarterback that threw 31 touchdowns. So I assumed, what's the worst organization in football? The Jacksonville Jaguars? No. In fact, Blake Bortles threw 35 touchdowns in 2015. Blake Bortles, who is awful. Awful, horrific quarterbacks can throw 30 touchdowns a year, and nobody on Washington can do it.
So the Bears are kind of similar to Washington as teams that have...
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bears only have the one Super Bowl. I you could certainly argue that even though that 85 Bears team is legendary, that the Washington football team has a much longer, bigger track record of success. But neither team is known for quarterback prowess, right? Yeah. And certainly in the last 30 years, neither team is known for quarterback prowess. That's the team you got to look up, Lamphill. If they've had a 30, but I bet Jay Cutler in some of those years.
I think what the problem is that
this is not a stat that determines success.
What we've done in this town is we've taken along the way the success of the 80 and 90 Washington football team. And we've put that as if this era has come along. But you know what this era has done too? Joe Gibbs won with three different quarterbacks, three different running backs. So in other words, he didn't go out there and break the bank with the quarterback or anybody else. And I think this team has consistently tried to think that because they are Washington, that people won't just come here. You're going to just get people. It ain't working. You got to start spending some damn money. We were bargain-based in shopping most of the times. And I think this is an era where we got to start stepping it up. We watch every other team Spend money on quarterbacks. Spend money on players. Go get big time. We have always figured that we could do it the cheap route. That crap ain't work. And it's about time for it to stop.
They have the reputation as big spenders from Dan when Snyder first bought the team with Deion.
But it has not been that. Since that original start and the Haynesworth debacle, that has not been the case.
Bruce was cheap. Bruce ran it
cheap as hell.
But let me ask you this. You want them to spend the cash, which I understand, but the quarterback position might require spending draft picks and spending draft capital to get somebody. Would you be comfortable doing that?
Listen, I don't have a problem spending anything to get what you need if you're going to get it.
If you're going to win
games.
But
I don't think they can continue rolling out stuff without spending top dollar. Okay, I'll just use this example. If you're in IndyCar, Formula One, or even NASCAR, and you don't spend money, your ass ain't winning.
Sure.
Okay? The NFL is the same way. If you think you're going to bargain basement shop in this day and age and win, it ain't going to happen. So they spent a little bit this year. Let's see if it happens on the field.
I will bet, and this is without knowing, that at the quarterback position, they're spending bottom five in the NFL.
At the quarterback position, the top 10 people probably make more than all these quarterbacks together.
I mean, all these guys together, Fitz is making 10, Heineke and Josh Allen, or Kyle Allen, rather, we'll round up and give them a million each. That's 12 million quarterback.
I can probably go get some defensive backs and linemen that make more. So, you get what you pay for.
They've got. I mean, Brandon Scherff's making 16.
Okay, he makes more than the quarterback.
He makes more than all the quarterbacks. I think William Jackson's making 13 a year.
There you go.
Landon Collins, I think, is making more than the quarterback.
When you look at it in that way, and as we move forward with this thing, is that the quarterback fault, or is it that's the model? You know, it's been a lot of people who rolled into this town that think that they're smarter than everybody else. But everybody else is having success and playing in playoffs and going to Super Bowls, and we are in this town, and everybody's come in smarter than everybody else. And we still are waiting for that consistency.
We have to take a break. We have Politico's Ben White coming up next. I got to ask you something, Bemich. I got a tweet from Chief Keith. He says, I don't know how to say 12 or 20 correctly.
Yeah, you definitely said 12.
You 12.
Say, you kind of say it funny.
12.
You say it right that time.
20.
But when you start talking fast, you have that ch in there.
I get excited. He says I say it with a ch.
Yeah, you do.
Well, sleep you, Chief Keith. Politico's Ben White joins the program next. What's going on with gas? Is there a crisis?